The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Education Minister today, Norma Foley, on News Talk Breakfast, remarking that every demand made by unions representing teachers and SNAs was met by her department. Now, unions, of course, say otherwise. Whatever way you cut it, the consequence is the same. Special schools and classes, special classes in mainstream schools, will not open tomorrow. For more on this, we're joined by John Farrelly, who's the Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission, and Finian McGrath, former Minister for Disabilities. You're both very welcome to the show, gentlemen. John, what's your assessment of how this has been handled by the Department of Education and unions?
Well, I think it would be unfair to define it just with the Department of Education and unions. I think the Department of Health and NEFED also need to be involved in this, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of people are getting confused that this is just an educational matter. And that's because they don't understand what the provision of additional needs is. And that is essentially, you know, what you're looking at there is helping these young children with their cognition and learning, you know, mental health and emotional development. And it's critical. Mm. And the problem is that if you look at NEFED, and if you look at the different groups, there's nobody there who actually understands the critical aspect of this. So you'll often hear the idea of, you know, we must continue with health and social services. And that's happening for adults. Mm. But do you see where the children get their health services is in the education. So it's not just about the unions. And I spotted what the union said. And obviously their job is to advance on behalf of their members, and they have power. The Department of Education has a job to do, and indeed the Department of Health has to do. And in between that gap, the most fragile people and their parents have fallen, and that's nothing new for this state.
And are they the voices that we're not hearing enough of?
Well, you know, look, I went and I looked back at the webinar that 16,000 people attended, okay?
Yeah.
So tactically, and I'm a public servant of long standing, if you're going to go on a webinar to 16,000 people whose unions have already expressed issues, you want to be well prepared. Now, I watched the webinar, and there was a good few people from NEFED on it. And I have to say the messages were confusing, and you would come off thinking it's not safe.
Yeah, because in fairness, because this is a point, this was a kind of a sticking point today, is that, you know, when it was put to the unions and to the INTO and to Forza and others, and I've been listening throughout the day, you know, this was addressed by NEFED, and they said, it's relatively safe, or they should go back. They were able to kind of quote other people from NEFED and say, well, they also said this.
Yeah, well, what I would say is, NEFED is not structured in terms of the protection of these young, vulnerable people that need their education. And don't forget, these people, I spoke to a consultant psychiatrist today who's dealt all his life in terms of additional needs. And he is clear that this stops people being damaged. This helps people develop. And you know what? When this is over, we'll all trundle on and they'll have suffered. So I just want to be critical clear. Mm. When I looked at the webinar, there was a very mixed messages. Like I heard on a number of occasions the people saying that school, in the introduction at the very start, that schools were unsafe. Now, there was caveats there as well. But essentially, if you have 16,000 people, you get a contagion effect. People are already worried. And instead of being assured, there was anxiety. But Karen, I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
This is very, very, very solvable. First of all, we need a voice for these people in and around NEFED. That's
yeah.
absolutely important. I've gone through the papers for the last 3 months. There's very little mention. There's mention of education, but there's a lack of understanding of special needs, these children and their parents.
Yeah.
And then secondly, we need to re-communicate again to these 16,000 people and be very clear about the message, not parse it. And I can understand why it's parsed, because there's so much going on. And this is healthcare dominated.
Okay.
But this little group of people are left there, and this is their health service, and they're being forgotten about.
I mentioned Finian McGrath, the former Minister for Disabilities, who's also on the line. Finian, do you agree with everything John has just said?
Yeah, good evening. And John just reminded me of myself. I was 4 years of Minister for Disabilities, and I remember the first day taking over office, Kieran, I said to the HSE, the Department of Health, and all the officials and the politicians in Dáil Éireann, that my focus was to represent the views of the person with a disability. So we do have a Minister of State for Disability and we do have a Senior Minister for Disability, and that is part of their role. But can I also say, from the broader issues, it's an extremely difficult time for children with disabilities, for their parents and for their families. Families are suffering, and I don't say that lightly. We have 18,000 children that need our support. We have children with complex needs. They're suffering and their rights are being trampled on. Special schools, special classes and other disability services are an essential services, and it's up to every one of those people around that table to focus on those issues to come up with a solution. We've already seen 300 million extra being pumped into our school to assist people. So there's huge potential there to move forward. But I personally think what's happening to children with a disability at the moment, and in particularly in recent days, they've been disgracefully treated. Their families have been left on the lurch, and I just think it's unacceptable. And as a former Minister for Disabilities, if I was in that situation, I would be pushing the agenda of the person with a disability, and they need their special classes open.
Finian, your own daughter, and you've spoken about this, has additional needs. What level of service is she receiving at the moment? Is she receiving any service?
Yes. I have a daughter, a young daughter, that's in the adult disability services. And I'd like to use this opportunity, Kieran, to commend the staff who work in the adult day services. They are open 50% at the moment. I drop my daughter every morning at 8:30 to the service.
Okay.
And her temperature is taken. They have social distancing. They have small numbers, just like in special classes in our primary schools, 5 to 6 students. And they leave then at 3:15. Mm. It's a great
help. The point is, Finian, they've worked out how to do it.
They've worked out, they've sat down, like a lot of the creches, by the way, and like a lot of other disability services, and they're doing the social distancing, they're doing the temperature taking, they're doing the monitoring, they do really cross-examine the kids in the morning when they come in, and those that are non-verbal are assisted. So they have a plan there in place. And of course, there are other young adults that have physical health issues as well. And they chose not to send their children or young adults in because they're concerned about the health thing. Of course, we're all nervous about the issue, but there's no reason why these schools should be closed at the moment. These schools and classes should be opened up. We have the situation where all the special classes, INTO members in the north, are going into work every day. And I do not accept that these children can be left behind, because as John says, there's huge potential there for huge mental health issues emerging in the future if we do not act very quickly.
Finian, hard to disagree. Finian McGrath, former Minister with Responsibility for Disabilities, and of course John Farrelly, Chief Executive of the Mental Health Commission. A lot of people getting in touch. Why don't we vaccinate SNAs, fast track them so we can open special schools? Esther in Mayo says, as an SNA, I'm appalled and ashamed of these schools not reopening tomorrow. Teachers and SNAs, says someone else, need to realise what their union is doing is wrong. They can blame the minister all they want, but children are at home now regressing because of their actions. Families are suffering. They can end this by doing the job they chose to do. I'm struck, as Finian McGrath said there, his daughter is getting services every day in adult an adult centre. They've worked out how to do it. Like, they accept the people working there. It isn't perfectly safe, but they've also accepted the need for this service and they've worked out how to do it. Why this can't happen when it comes to children is just beyond me. Anyway, look, this is an issue that's going to continue, I would imagine, rumbling on over the next few days. We'll continue to cover it in great detail here on The Hard Shoulder.